We're in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. We're in a study of pathways to peace of mind. These are keys to having real peace of mind. And the key that we're looking at in Philippians 4, verse 8, is the fact that we have to think about the right things in order to have that peace of mind. So let's read again, Philippians 4, verse 8. Paul said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. We have to think about the right things to have the right frame of mind, to be the right kind of people, and to have peace of mind. Remember that the Bible says, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So if we're going to be the right kind of people, we have to think the right kind of thoughts. And Paul tells us specifically some things that we need to think on and dwell on. Now, in the last lesson, we looked at three of these things that Paul mentions. He said to think about things that are true. Think about things that are honest. That's the King James. And that means honorable or respectable. And then Paul said to think about things that are just, things that are fair. And that brings us today to the next three words that Paul says that we need to think about. First of all, Paul says that we need to think about pure things. The idea of something being pure in the Bible means that it's unmixed. It means that we are genuine. It means that we are sincere about what we do and about our lives. And so we need to think about things that are pure, genuine, and sincere. There are several people in the Bible that are talked about as being sincere people. Nathanael was a man that Jesus said had no guile or deceit about him. In other words, we would say what you see is what you get. He didn't try to mislead people. He didn't try to put on some kind of front. He was a very sincere and genuine man. You read about him in John chapter 1. Timothy is another example of somebody that is very sincere, and his mother and grandmother were also genuine and sincere people. And so in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, Paul said that Timothy had the same unmixed, that is, unhypocritical or sincere faith that his mother and his grandmother had. And to tie this in to what we're talking about overall in this section, if we're going to have peace of mind, we have to think about things that are pure. We can't be trying to mislead people. We can't be trying to be one way with one group of people and another way with another group of people. That only brings guilt. That only brings confusion and fear. And so if we want to have peace of mind, we just need to do what the Bible says and not fear what man shall do to us. So the idea of thinking about pure things means to be sincere and to be genuine in your thinking. And it also means to stay away from bad thoughts, to stay away from impure thoughts. Now, we live in a very evil, a very wicked world. This time that we're living in is full of immorality, just like you find in many ages in the Bible. We find that in our age, it is difficult, especially for men, to be pure in their thinking because there are so many temptations and there is so much filth that is being funneled into the minds of people. Now, the Bible tells us that we can maintain purity of thought in an evil world. The Bible says in Job chapter 31, verse 1, that Job said these words, I have made a covenant with mine eyes. Why should I think upon a maid? Why should I think about a young woman, he says? Because I made a covenant, a promise, an agreement with my eyes. He's talking about his marriage vows there. And he said, because of that, I will not defile myself. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, 27 and 28, that Jesus said, you have heard that it has been said by them of old, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looks on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. So the Bible teaches us that we must have a pure mind. We must think on pure things. And one of the things that keeps people from having purity of mind and peace of mind is because of the guilt that is in their hearts. There's no way to fill our minds with evil thoughts, whether it comes from the television or people that we're around or things that we're doing, things that we're hearing other people say, or things that we're saying to other people. There is no way to involve oneself in impure activities of life and really feel good about what he is doing on the inside. If he has any conscience at all, he's not going to be at peace. So Paul says that we need to think about things that are pure, things that are right, not things that are in any way dirty or in any way impure. The second thing that Paul says that we need to think about are things that are lovely. Now, the word lovely here is an interesting word. This word means things that are pleasing and acceptable and agreeable. It means to be amiable in the right kind of way. Now, obviously, the Bible doesn't mean here that we should think about things and concentrate on things that please everybody, because you can't do that. The Bible tells us not to try to please men. But we can be pleasant and we can be agreeable in some things. We can be pleasing to God. We can be pleasing to God-fearing Christians. And to some extent, we can be pleasing and acceptable and agreeable to decent people in general. So we need to dwell on these kinds of things. We need to dwell on how to be positive, how to be encouraging, how to be cooperative, how to bring out the best in other people, how to help things work in the best possible way, and get rid of those disagreeable ways and set your mind on being acceptable in every way that you rightly can be. Now, Jesus himself did this. The Bible shows that he was agreeable, he was cooperative with his parents. The Bible says that he went down to Nazareth when he was 12 years old, and from that time until the time that he was grown, he was subject to them. He didn't rebel against them. He obeyed them. That's Luke chapter 2, verse 51. And then the next verse says that he grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Now, to be in favor with man means that he was agreeable. He was pleasing to decent, God-fearing people. When people asked Jesus to do something for them, Jesus took the time to do it. When people asked Jesus to heal them, Jesus complied. Jesus helped. He had a gentle and he had a pleasing and a pleasant disposition. So, in general, he encouraged harmony among people. So, this is what we can do in life. We need to think about things that are agreeable in the right kind of way. And here's some things that we can think about rather than thinking about all the negative and sometimes those overly critical things that we tend to focus on in life. We can think about good things. We can think about other people and how other people are faring in this lifetime. We can encourage other people. We can sympathize with other people. We can take time to show interest in other people and help them. We can think about wholesome entertainment, not being mean and insulting people and making fun of people and hurting people and disrespecting other people, but thinking on things that are lovely, as the King James says, and doing that in the sense of thinking about things that are agreeable, that are acceptable, and that are pleasant or pleasing. And consider how all this ties in to what we're looking at here overall as far as peace of mind is concerned, and also connect it with what he's just talked about. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, he said to rejoice in the Lord. And then in verse 5, he said to be gentle. He said to let your moderation be known unto all. And then he also said to remember that the Lord is at hand. And then in verse 6, he said, don't worry. Don't be anxious about anything, but pray, and as you pray, give thanks to God. Well, here Paul says, we need to think, and we need to decide in our minds and give effort to think about things that are truly beautiful. People talk about things that are beautiful or lovely in a physical sense, But we're talking about things that are beautiful or lovely in a spiritual, in a moral sense. Things like this: a child's innocence, a child's love, or an older couple's love for each other. The thought of somebody being baptized or somebody being restored to the Lord. The confidence of a faithful Christian at the end of his journey. The idea of people and the thought of people who are influenced by a good example. The thought of the gospel going out and people hearing that gospel and learning and obeying the gospel and becoming Christians. The idea of worshiping God. The thought of being in heaven. These are beautiful, lovely thoughts. So instead of thinking about all the things that worry us, that bring more fear to our lives, Paul said to think on these kinds of things. So what we're looking at is a great checklist for any Christian. What do I occupy my thinking with? What do I think about during the day? Do I think about all those negative things? All those destructive patterns of thought? Paul said you need to think about these things. Think about things that are true. Think about things that are just. Think about things that are honorable. Think about things that are pure. Think about things that are lovely. And then he says to think about things that are of good report. The idea of being of good report means having a good reputation. That is, having a good reputation or a good name, a good report, as far as decent, God-fearing people are concerned. The Bible emphasizes this many times. In Proverbs 22, verse 1, the scriptures say that a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. Paul says to think about things that are of a good report. Think on things, dwell on things in your mind that have a good reputation among people. So the Bible teaches us as Christians that we do care about what we do in the sight of other people. We do care what other people think about us. The Bible says that we need to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, Matthew 5, 13 through 16, and that means that we're going to think about those things, and we're going to avoid things that will cause people to question us or cause us to look bad in the eyes of decent, God-fearing people especially. So the Bible says to dwell on these things. Occupy your thinking. Dwell on things that are of good report, not things of bad report, not things that cause an individual to have a bad reputation or questionable impression in the sight of people, but things that are obviously of good report. Now, there are many things in life that cause us to think about things that we really don't plan to think about. When there's an accident, when we hear something that we didn't plan on hearing, when there's an emergency, there are many things that cause us to have thoughts, not even bad thoughts, but simply thoughts in our minds that distract us. But we're talking about what we choose to think about. We're talking especially about those times where you and I are making a conscious choice about what we choose to dwell on in our minds. And the Bible assures us that whatever we put into our minds and the thoughts that we entertain in our souls are going to determine who we are. So if we're going to have peace of mind, Paul says that we need to think about things that are of good report. We need to think about things that have a good name and a good reputation attached to them. So here in Philippians 4, verse 8, we have looked at a very important key to having peace of mind. It's not just the circumstances on the outside that affect whether we're going to have peace of mind or not, but it's what we think about on the inside. And Paul said to think about things that are true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, and of good report, and give effort to think on these things, because as you think in your heart, so are you. Proverbs 23, verse 7.